I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joe, the first set went so well. What happened after that, did you feel? Was it more her raising her level, or what changed?
I think possibly a combination. I do think she played even better. I don't think she played badly in the first set. I think I probably came out of the blocks a bit quicker than she did. And then, like with every match, things usually level off and both players kind of find their rhythm or their level for the match. Obviously, you always keep trying to do better throughout the match. I definitely created some opportunities. I think I didn't do well enough in necessarily converting them, but then there were times where I felt that she did play incredibly well, and I mean there were some points there where I didn't do much wrong, and she really was she surprised me with actually how well she moved on the clay and also how solid she was. Everyone knows she's a very talented player and she's got great feel. But I think she was incredibly solid today. So that made it very tough to play her.
Were you welcome getting back onto grass where your results have been, I guess, better than on clay so far?
I know results-wise it doesn't reflect it necessarily, but the conversations I have with my coaches and the way I feel, I actually made a lot of improvements on the surface with every match that I played. I really felt that growth-wise and even level-wise, I did improve with every single point game and set of match that I played throughout the season. It's unfortunate that I didn't get the chance to play another match here because I definitely was enjoying my time on the surface and I wanted the season to continue on the clay. But in terms of heading onto the grass, obviously I am looking forward to it, more so because I'll be at home. I think that'll be something that's very special to not just me, but all the Brits. So I am looking forward to that and, you know, driving to the tournaments. And yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that.
How difficult is it starting your first match here against someone that has quite an unconventional game? I mean, her two-handed forehand and lots of slice all around. But do you feel you'd have been more comfortable against even a high-ranked player, perhaps, to start with?
I think there's always, regardless of ranking, there's always going to be more difficult matchups and maybe more easier matchups with every player, just depending on game style. She's definitely an unorthodox player, but she I think she uses the best of her ability to her advantage. And I think with the conditions out there, it was quite windy, and she definitely used that to her advantage quite well. I still felt that I moved better, and I felt I adjusted better to balls than I had previously, and that's actually quite a positive for me because she also was very difficult, and so I had to do even more today. Again, I think moving forward, and if I would have got another chance to play here, I think a lot of it was also maybe just some confidence, just some feeling assertive in certain periods of the match, which you only get with really match play on the surface and time. So I'm definitely taking all the good things from this period because I think there are quite a lot, and I do think the things that I built through these last few weeks, I will be able to transfer onto the grass and then onto the hard.
Yeah.
Hannah, you seem to make more mistakes in that final set than we would expect to see you make perhaps on a hard court or a grass court. How much do you attribute that to the fact that this match was taking place on clay?
I don't think that necessarily had to do anything with the surface. I think I definitely would have liked to have done better also with a little bit my frustration. I felt I got a bit frustrated in that third set. And I felt I could have done better with just having a bit more perspective. I think she played very well and consistently well, especially those last two sets. So I think moving forwards for the next time, I definitely want to do that a bit better. But then again, I mean, your level of play, it never is just in an upward trajectory. You are going to have periods of a match where it's not as good as it maybe was 2 games ago, or maybe it'll be better in 2 games' time. But I think I kept fighting. I fought to the best that I could today. I definitely did not give up in at any stage of that match and until the very, very last point. So in that sense, I did everything I could.
Joe, you talked the other day about the expectations you had coming in. So does this feel like a big blow to go out in the first round?
Well, seeing as that my expectations are never result orientated, in that sense, whether I've lost first round or third round or quarters, I do my best to not judge myself on that aspect. Obviously, I like to be involved in a tournament for as long as possible, and I would have liked to have been involved here longer. But in terms of the match that I played and the improvements that I feel I've made and that I've spoken to my team about and we all seem to be on the same page, I do feel I'm a better player at the end of this last few weeks on the surface than I was at the beginning, and that is the most I can ask of myself, to keep improving. If that doesn't always come through in results, that's part of sport. I played a player who played incredibly well today, who was inspired, and that's also something that I'm also very happy to be a part of, because it gave me another opportunity to learn about myself, also see the things that I can do better and just do what I do and what all of us do and just try to do better next time.
Joe, I know you've only just come off court, but what are your plans over the next few weeks now?
I will head home. Probably as soon as I can, and probably go home to Eastbourne for a couple of days. I know my parents have missed me. And then I will head up to London and get ready for Nottingham.
I know your expectations aren't results orientated, but those of the British public perhaps are. How does it feel differently going into a grass court season as the 8th best player in the world, where people at home expect you to win rather than just hope you'll win?
Well, the thing is, I most importantly play tennis for myself, and I play tennis for my own enjoyment, and I'm a very lucky person in the sense that I get to do something that I love on a daily basis. I think if I were to approach every match and every tournament according to external expectations, I think that would be quite a difficult existence to live. All I can promise whenever I go out on court is that I will always do my best. Whether that comes away with a win or a loss, I don't know. That depends a lot on the day, a lot on the level that I can produce, and also what my opponent can produce on the day. And that's really all I can do with that.
Joe, following on from that, in the build-up to Wimbledon, there'll be lots of added focus on all the Brits from the media and from the public. How do you deal with that off the court?
Well, I don't necessarily change my tactics specifically for the grass court season. I still focus on the work. I focus on the training, on getting better, on spending time with my fitness trainer, on spending time with my family, on spending time with my team in general. I think that's where my enjoyment lies in what I do, and then that's where my focus lies also. So that necessarily won't change much for that period of the season. And I think also those people around me will do their best in also keeping me in that space, in that bubble as much as possible.